Do we have to do the roll call?
It's up to you.
Everybody's here except Emma.
Okay.
Yep.
And Lisa Kober. So, thanks. Do we want to make a motion to accept the minutes from the March 13th board meeting? Or do you want to read them?
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good. So there's no public on for public comment, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. President's report, seems like we're ramping up now. I said to Don, the last meeting took 40 minutes, so I don't think this one will. But so I think you all know by now that we have a new communications person, Rachel Boone. That's Laura's daughter.
Oh, okay.
I think she's a sophomore or a junior in college. So far, she's doing a really great job.
Nice, great.
And a new newsletter person who's been a member for 37 years. Never met him, but has a whole bunch of degrees in IT. So
who is it?
Gary Cohen.
Oh.
So that's moving in the right direction.
Excellent.
What, Dave?
I said I know the name, I just can't place them.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Cohens that are on this side, you know, that might be who you're thinking of.
Maybe.
I don't think they're related, but...
No, they're not.
You know them?
I've met... Okay. They're not related to Dave or Laura.
To Dave or Laura, okay. Well, anyway, he seems to be on top of things, and so I'm happy that those two things are covered.
Perfect.
Yeah. I think that's all I have.
Good.
So, we can go on to tax collector.
All right. I thought that I would have the final figures already so we could do our mill rate. However, it's a reassessment year,
And
apparently they have over 60 disputes.
Oh.
So, the date that they gave me is May 15th, and then they'll give me a call. She said that even if they're looking for an extension to the end of May, that they should have the figures in the computer so that we can generate our report.
That's
and then
good.
We'll be able to set mill. We've got 5 years worth of information now in QDS.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
great.
I do have a call in to her. This is on me. I should have called her last week. I called her today. But she'll call me back, and then we'll figure out how to run reports. I mean, one of the things about reports I think that may be interesting to us is that we can then start to run reports at different mill rates. Mm. Just to see if we want to change the mill rate.
That would be helpful.
Go with the mill rate. Because if we do need to generate additional income, we're looking to...
Right, which is what we're coming into. Yeah.
Then we would be able to see what that would look like.
Right.
And that would be very helpful for the budget committee.
Yeah.
Spell out across.
We have a pretty good idea, but this would make it a little more solidified.
Yeah, and the only other thing, and I'm not sure you're interested, but I've had five different contacts since the beginning of 2023, and this is for closings. So we've apparently got five properties up here that we'll be selling.
Wow.
Who's selling? Say that again.
So we have five different properties. I've got names and addresses.
Oh, that are putting their property up for sale?
Yep.
Okay.
Or in the process of closing. So I've been contacted with the...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or are pretty close.
Yep.
One of them did come twice. That's Sarah Dent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I guess she had almost closed in February, but now she is closing again.
So do you actually go to the closings, Lynn, or do you just generate like a final tax bill?
Yes, it's a final tax bill, and then I also send them the property owner's info sheet so they can give that to the new owners.
Which is awesome.
So the names that you have are the sellers, not the buyers, right?
The names I have are the sellers.
Okay. Because if we do get any of those information sheets, they go to Rachel, obviously, on the new owners.
So, and I do make a point when, particularly when I'm talking or corresponding with an attorney or a legal assistant who is saying that they're representing the buyer, I explain to them what that property owner's sheet is about, and, you know, please return it to us. And they're supposed to send it to the secretary.
And they, yeah, and they still won't get it, but there was a, yeah, something came up where somebody said that Carolyn Kress hadn't told them about having a, being a municipality tax district. Oh my God. And she's more anal than all of us put together.
Right, for sure.
Oh my God. She went nuts when I questioned her about it. And so she said, well, you can be damn sure that from now on, anybody who I'm involved with as a seller, that their realtor will know. So,
yeah.
So that'll help too. Because, it wasn't her. It turns out it was the buyer's agent. So. Mm-hmm. But between you and her, that's very helpful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great. Thanks.
Okay.
Doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Treasurer?
I have a flashcard. Hold on.
Cliff notes.
Why don't you use your palm? So I went to the bank last week because I was getting duplicate checks, the 4,000 series of checks that I'm using. I have maybe 8 left in this one little book. And when I use a handwritten check, it says duplicate. So I always go back to see, and it really is there. It's a real payment. It's a real bill payment. So I asked them what our check order history was, and it's odd because there was a transition in August of 21, and on August 7th of 2021, a 4,000 series was ordered. 80 checks in that 4,000 series was ordered. 2 days later, checks were ordered in the 101 series. So I ordered checks this week in a 5,000 series, and when I get them, it might be a fee, but I'm going to cancel everything backwards. I don't have warm fuzzies about it.
Who was it Lee in 2021?
I just ran into Lee today.
Oh, you did?
And I said, who, blah, blah, blah. And he said that that was the month they were transitioning to Nancy. So it's just the order that I don't get.
Yeah.
And I don't get why I have duplicates. So unless the 101s were being written, but the Quicken program just said next check.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any handle on it, and I don't feel comfortable with it. So I'm going with 5,000, and I'm going forward with that. The reports are on the drive. I just put them there today.
Oh, I was supposed to say, I didn't see them there. Back to
Joan did it.
Okay.
And I did run into Lee. Apparently our flags are beyond darning, so he is ordering new flags, and I'll be taking care of that. You already knew about that, right?
He mentioned,
And
whose order is he ordering, or are you?
He's going to get them.
He's going to get them.
I said as long as they're made.
He's always been a flag man, hasn't he?
Well, I asked him to go to Chuba, Mike Chuba. Because he works with the VA and he gets the flags, and I can't force him to do anything though. I mean, I mentioned it to him a while back.
So when he mentioned it to me, I was walking the dog and he was walking with Lee, Jason, and I snarkily and flippantly said, as long as they're made in the United States, I don't care.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know where he's getting them.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah, I'll thank him too.
Yeah.
I don't have to do it, so it's a good thing.
But that's all I have.
And then the VA will retire them, too.
Right.
Right.
Because you formally retired the old flags.
I know, I just brought a bunch of flags home from Florida that were my father's, and I didn't know what to do with them, so I'm going to contact him.
I have a couple in the closet, too. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Bylaw?
We don't have one this year.
We're not doing one, right? Budget?
So I put out feelers to everybody that was on the budget committee last year. Lynn is our tax collector now, and yes, of course, I would love for her to be on the budget committee. However, that being said, when the budget is being presented to the board, I will recuse myself and abstain from voting because I'm actually submitting it. So if more people on the board or on the budget committee, it really doesn't make sense. So I did get Lisa Silvestanovich. She does want to be on the budget committee, so I thought that was great. David Spencer declined, and so as everybody saw, I'm guessing, the email blast went out, and we really did well. There's like eight people.
Wow.
That's great.
No, yeah. I'm so happy this year with everything we've
That's
asked
great.
People are coming through. Yeah. Well,
did you see my rosy coat, my comment after that?
Yeah. Color glasses.
Yes. But so really just in the process right now, kind of narrowing down, and Cindy and I talked about maybe having more than four people on the budget committee.
Well, there's so many people that, and a couple of them have applied
for several
things and not been chosen, and like I don't want to discourage people.
Right.
And so I said to her, well, what if we have more than four people?
Yeah.
But does it get out of hand where you have nine people and nine opinions, or would it be helpful?
Right.
I don't think
it works for us as a board.
I don't think I would do nine because but I think let me narrow it down a little bit of what I think. I know one of the people that we talked about. He last year wanted, and I didn't forward you those emails yet.
That's all right.
But. He wanted to be on the board last year, not the budget committee.
Right.
And so
we are going to have an opening, at least one. So that's, you know.
Mm-hmm. So,
Cindy,
yeah.
My thought on the budget committee, because I served so many years on it,
yeah.
It's better to have an odd number of people.
Yeah,
I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah, because that way you don't have any ties.
Right,
right,
right. I agree.
So I'm thinking five, but let me just narrow it down, and we'll talk about the rest, I guess. So it really, actually, it was a pleasant surprise to get so many people interested.
And they really are, because with the newsletter thing, one of them actually got back to me and said, well, what was the criteria you used? So they really are.
Yeah. So anyways, I have to decide and reach back out to everybody and, you know, let them know. But it's a good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
I guess that's really all I have to say, unless anybody else has any input. So I'm going to miss you.
Well, we knew. I mean, we had told Ed Bader, because he was tax collector, he couldn't participate in budget, and I brought that up to you as well. You know, you don't want to give that appearance either.
Right, right.
Yeah, and if we have enough people that want to do it,
more than merrier.
We don't need a board to have it. You have a ton to do. So, I don't know if this will help you, but these are some of the questions like we used for the interview questions, like
for the treasurer.
Yeah, so you might be able to adapt those to to the budget.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, I don't have anything new on the Dan. Does anybody have anything new on the Dan?
No.
No, just what I put on the drive that I responded to Tim about. He asked a unmerited whatever, and so he understands that the answer. So what I did find that was the good that came out of it was I gave him percentages, you know, based on what the eShores currently, you know, contributed, which is like 12. Right around 12,000, and I said, if that were to continue, you know, Pula would put in 64%, providing the town still provided money and so forth. So his comeback was, well, considering the amount of homes here on the East Shore and the amount of homes on the West Shore, he came up with a figure of the ask on their side should be about 30% of the cost, which I thought was nice that.
Yeah, if he gets it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's a big if.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we did talk about it going over a 2-year period. So, and I think it's doable.
Yep. Okay, anything else on the dam, anybody? No? Okay.
Oh.
Events, so I think it's the same as it was last meeting. We don't have anything new that we've added or anything, so it's all on the calendar. Now, Goose Lady.
Wait, I have a question about events.
Oh, okay, good.
So, the last email blast that asked somebody to be the events person, and I assume you didn't get anybody.
Correct. But I think it's... So, I'm sorry.
I have a suggestion that you ask people to host one of the... Kitty Bingo and Arts and Crafts are done. But for bands, maybe just put it out there to ask people to take one of the band nights so you don't have it, one person doing it for all of them.
I agree, but I think there still has to be a coordinator. So it doesn't mean they have to do it, but there still should be one person that everybody that does their thing reports to. But I figured once the season gets, that's my personal opinion. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
I agree.
I just thought once the season gets going, then I'll start really pushing to get people on that.
Okay.
That's my thought. But yeah, hopefully people will take an event. But just so that two people don't book the same time and stuff, we should have a coordinator, I think. So. Okay, so now what do we have about our geese? Where the hell they are.
So, we have had two pairs of geese and one single male. And I was following one of the pairs on the other side of the lake, 36 East Shore. And all of a sudden I just see the one and I can't find his mate. So the woman on the other side, the woman, the 36 Glimmer Glen, she bought Gales.
Oh, yeah.
Anne-Marie Kelly happened to be outside in her yard, and I noticed that one of the geese was closer to her property. So I asked, can I come over? She had signed a waiver. So as I'm talking to her on her dock, one of the geese started swimming closer to us and getting a little aggressive. And she happened to, out of the corner of her eye, see the other goose sitting in... You saw the picture.
Yeah, like reeds.
It's that piece of property where the guy put the fence that is association property.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's
so
good.
We're like, oh,
we can go on that property anytime we want.
So I called Lynette, and she came out the next day, and that was the video I sent you guys. She went in with a hockey puck.
Mm-hmm. So what was she doing with the hockey stick? I couldn't tell. Was she, like, throwing...
Well, the male came in and was getting aggressive.
Right.
Protecting herself.
He was protecting the female. And then the female started getting aggressive. And she needed to get the female off the nest to see if there was eggs.
So did she take those?
What?
Did she take those eggs?
She came back Saturday. And there were 7 eggs. 3 of them were newer. She took 4. Replace them with wooden eggs. She's going to come back, say it's Monday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can keep laying eggs. They can lay up to 12 eggs, so she wanted to give her a few more days. So tomorrow she's going to come back, or Wednesday, and replace the rest of the eggs with wooden eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find the other pair. Mm-hmm. The single male swims from my end of the lake up to the other end, and we know he's single because we got near him and he didn't get aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not protecting a nest. I have walked all those properties on Lakeshore, and now that I saw what I saw with that pair, I kind of know what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not finding, other than that one that's hanging out at Second Beach, I'm not finding a single a goose swimming by itself anywhere. So I'm going to come home, I think, Thursday, and we're going to put the pontoon in the water and kind of go around the perimeter of the lake. I have a feeling they might be on the other side.
I had no idea there was so much science behind these stupid birds.
Oh, my God. This is not what I expected to be doing when I retired, believe me. It has been... and she came out of there with prickers all over her. That is all prickers in there.
Yeah, it kind of looked to me like someone had been dumping branches.
That property has some history. The woman said, she's the one that mentioned she wanted to buy it. And we said no.
Yep.
That's correct.
Lynette, the goose lady, said that they will come back to that next year. Mm-hmm. If they come back, they will go back to that same spot. So she has asked if there's a way to at least clear some of it out. She came out with prickers sticking on her neck, and I mean, it was not pretty. Is it not to totally clear it down, but to at least try to clear it out a little bit so that she can at least get in there? Because it looks like there's a whole bunch of dead branches and stuff just down there. It's a mess.
Maybe after June meeting, you can see if any members want to be heroes. And
well, I don't know. Is that something you want to do?
I don't know.
No, but you want that. It's okay for them to clear it? Because I know we talked about that before. You didn't want to clear it.
No, we don't really want to clear it.
Not clear it. Just go in. Somebody can go in with some loppers and just kind of get some of the pricker branches out there. I mean, I don't know how she got in there. I wasn't going in.
I've walked in there.
We both
walked in there. So.
Yeah. We walked all the way down to the end.
Yep.
You walked through all those pricker bushes?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I don't know when the last time you did, but if you saw that video, it's pretty nasty. But it's also a good place for the geese. I mean, yeah. Almost didn't realize that nest was in there.
Well, I
don't think the goose walk is necessary this year.
That's great.
The flock that kept coming in, they haven't been back. She did zap them with a laser when they were up in the field one day, and they haven't been back since.
Hmm. What does that mean, zap them with a laser? What's that?
She's got a laser light, not like the ones the kids used to use.
Yep.
It's pretty strong. And it's just the light. She didn't zap them. She just shines the light, the laser near them.
Oh.
And they don't like it. They don't know what it is.
Maybe we should get those for each beach.
Right?
Terrible.
If that works.
They're like $4,000 a piece.
Wow. Then again.
We'll start with first beach.
So that's that for that nest.
Well, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
My next request is I would like to get a drone. I've done some research. I've talked to a friend of mine who was one of the first to get FAA approval in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
There are drones that are within a certain weight that you don't need to register. You don't need to be licensed.
What's that going to do, like fly over them and scare them?
Yes.
Who's going to operate?
Because now, if I scare them from the beach, like when they were here, the flock.
Yeah.
They just go to the middle of the lake.
Yeah.
And practically, give me the finger, ha-ha, you can't reach us.
Mm-hmm.
A drone has more range,
mm-hmm.
and it can come down and get them. The remote control speedboat is great from the beach.
Yeah.
And you can also attach your phone to it so you can see
where
they are and maybe go around the shore. There's areas of the lake that even with my boat, the pontoon boat, down my end, you can't get in there. And that's where they found one a couple years ago, a nest.
Do you have an idea what a drone costs?
It's about $500.
Oh, that's not
that bad. I mean, you have a budget, so if it's within your budget,
have a budget. I have what's left of my budget for this year. I haven't paid Lynette yet. I think I had $33,000. I forget. But what I want to know is if I buy it, I have more of a budget in the upcoming year that I can have it. I'll pay for it and get reimbursed in July. Is that a problem?
It's not with me. I don't know.
I don't think so.
You want to purchase it now?
On her credit card.
I'll pay for it, and then I get reimbursed in July. Unless I end up having money. I mean, I don't know how much I have left. But, you know, I mean, she's been out a couple times. I'm probably going to have her her son come out this weekend and go into that area across from me and see if there's anything in there.
Because it would still come out of her.
Right. If you submit it in July, then that's when I would get the submission for the reimbursement.
Sorry, I think I have $5,500 coming up.
Could I just make a suggestion? If you're going to fly around with the drone, maybe put out an email.
I'm not going over people's property.
No, I know, but just so people don't wonder, because you know it's going to come on the Facebook.
Can I just tell you that I used to go to Glen Echo Lake up in Charlton, and there was a drone flying around there, and we went back to the house and got the shotgun and blew it off the air.
Yes, you might want to just put some.
I did that because they were zeroing in on my kids.
Nice. Yeah, that's illegal.
Nice.
Just so people know it's you. You know what I mean?
Didn't we have a problem last year with somebody on Second Beach in a drone?
There was a drone. I don't know if it was a problem.
Yeah, there was an issue with that. And I think they sent you a little newsletter, a little blast out explaining that the association is doing it to attract the geese. I think that's going to go a long way in helping.
Yeah, okay. Rather than people thinking it's a peeping drone.
Right.
Or the feds.
Do you want me to do it as
a
newsletter, wait till the newsletter starts coming out, or do it as an email blast?
If it's before the newsletter comes out, then yeah, email blast that one.
Yeah.
I would do it now, Evelyn, and see what kind of kickback you get. You know, if 100 people say no, you know, that we don't want that, blah, 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 then that'll tell you whether or not to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would put the email blast out now and see. You may get no responses, but we don't want happening here what happened in Happy Harry's shotgun here.
Right. And you know people are going to say something. So just better to be put it out there.
Or if they don't say something, the next thing you know, 30 other people have bought themselves drones.
Well, and that too, right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let me get to the dates.
Okay, anything else on the geese, Ev?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That was a really good video of the
banana. Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did that.
Lake quality, I don't think there's anything new on lake quality. I did get this letter from the DEP just saying that we were awarded the $16,500 and what we did to get it. So that's just for our records. Other than that, I don't think there's anything new on lake quality.
Cindy, was that $16,000 in biodetention money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Nominating. Are you doing
it? Yeah, I am doing it. And I'm going to try to get a committee of three this year, same as last year. I've been doing some dog walking and soliciting and talking to some people, and I have some ideas, but I'll probably do much like what Lori did. And put an email blast out when the season gets a little bit thicker.
Right.
No.
Well, what about the people that Lori doesn't need? Can they go over? I mean, they'd be willing, I guess.
I have my sights on one that he did express interest last year in being on the board, and you know, I'm waiting to walk my dog by his house, you know, But I have to put it out there anyway.
Right, right.
Because that, and then it'll go out in the newsletter and whatnot. But yeah, I was thinking the same thing, that there might be some people that are interested in that as well. It's just, it gets touchy when you start asking them, well, not that, but I'd like to word, I'd actually like that. I would like for that to be personal, saying, hey, I heard you were looking at that, but right. You know, hey, look at this.
Right.
Rather than have them
get a negative, and then we'll then try again.
Right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Which I have two that I would like to recommend, I think. So wait and see if...
I'm going to steal them right from you, okay?
She knows their names. She knows where they live, and she walks her dog.
I know.
Okay, so we're good on nominating?
Yeah, it's just not in full swing yet.
And what about do you have a time frame on when you want to know about incumbents?
Yeah, I think May. I'll probably be asking.
I'll be running again.
So yes, mm-hmm. Then.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not May.
I just want to hear your voice say it.
It's March. Are you saying
so? I'll be asking
Indeed.
By May.
What?
Yeah.
I'll be asking by May because,
Yeah.
And that might be personal again as well. But you just told me personally.
Okay. Properties? Mr. Property?
Two boats are gone.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys took them?
No.
Yeah, and so I gave the canoe to Kevin's best friend, Cody.
Okay.
And he comes down. I go, do you want me to have this? No, I can get it. Well, of course, it was full of water. He's got his pickup truck with a little bucket, so he bails it out. Mm. And he picks it up by himself, pushes it through, and goes right through the back window of his truck.
Oh, no.
It felt so bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, that really stinks.
Sends me a picture. But anyway, and then someone else took the paddle.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, yeah.
That's off my chart, off my list.
Right.
The AEDs. Gary's been taking care of those.
Mm.
He wanted to get all the batteries. I said, do a little research. Batteries don't need to be replaced. What needs to be replaced are the chest things, mm-hmm. pads.
Oh, the pads. Mm-hmm.
I guess they're only good for a short period of time. I don't know, a couple of years, I guess.
Right.
So he needs to get two children pads. He shot me a price of like $400.
Hello?
For them. We need them.
What are you going to do?
Where does that money come from?
Well,
do we still have a safety budget at all? No. Mm-hmm.
There's no more, there's nothing in the safety budget?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Mm. But wouldn't that be a capital expense?
It took the last couple of years.
How long do the batteries last?
He said 7 to 8.
Oh, which is capital improvements are supposed to be something that can last 7 years. So I would think that's where it should come out of. It's not anybody's particular budget. It's for the lake and it's a fixture.
I mean, he said that he would put it on his credit card.
Yeah.
For now. But I just don't, you know, when you get the bill, I don't know where you're going to get it from. That's where you want to take it from.
So you'll take it out of the allocated capital reserves.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I think.
Right, so I'll give him the go-ahead to order them. Did we get it? The credit card? Do we have the credit card?
You have it.
I have it.
You have it.
Mm-hmm. She had it, and she gave it to me, and I still have it. I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Give it to me.
Give it to
I want it.
Yeah. And actually, we were just waiting for you to get here.
Yeah, we want to mail it.
Yeah.
That credit card has my name on it, and Liberty Bank has to have it that way, and I don't want that. So I am going to be applying. You can use that one for now, but I am going to be applying. You have to go to, like, Capital One or some big company to get something in the name of the association, which is not what they told me when I did that, but when we got it, my name's on it. So you can use it for now.
Well, hang on to it. I mean,
you can use it.
No, it's not that. I'll make sure it gets paid so that your name's on it. Yeah, that's what really comes down to.
Right. Right.
Now, is that tax, is that already done with the tax thing also, or no? Do we know? Tax-free?
No, we haven't got a tax certificate yet. We're still looking for that.
Right, so what we have is a tax document
that
has our number on it, but we don't have an actual certificate.
Yeah.
So
that cost was like $40 or something. You have to get it from the state treasury.
Back when department. They did it, they said that sufficed, but
right.
I guess it doesn't now. But
oh, it doesn't.
We're talking about $24.
Okay, I'll just tell him to buy it on his credit card, and I'll have him submit. He'll look for the bill.
Otherwise, it's just going to be held up, and for $20, it's not worth it if somebody has a heart attack.
Okay, yeah, I'll call him tomorrow. Other than that, no, I'm, you know, again, I'll be up next week. We're moving in next week, and I'll pay attention to what I need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come out of hibernation.
Coming out of hibernation. Yeah, Papa Bear's coming out. So, yeah.
Technology. Lori set up the emails for the newsletter and the communications person. They get it, so that's working really well. Thank you for doing that.
Of course.
I don't know. Is there anything else on technology that we... Any questions on technology, anybody?
Where do we stand with the PA system?
Oh, wait, is it technology?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's right.
Right now, we're getting educated a little bit, talking with somebody who does this for a living, and they have all the information on what we had. I did find the mics.
Okay. Four of them?
Actually, no, I found two. They were in the first room in a white box, and then the other two were in the second room, but there was only the boxes, no mics.
Right.
And that, those are the two that came with the original system, but they're gone. Right.
Those are wireless ones.
All four are wireless.
No, we have two that were...
I thought we had wired ones.
We have two wired ones.
Are the red and blue ones wired? I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see any wired ones.
We couldn't find wired ones.
We had them.
Do you know where they are?
No, they were in that room.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I had big nails sticking out of the wall where I wrapped them around it.
So stay tuned. We had a 200-watt system before.
Yep.
So we have 200-watt speakers. So it's not a matter of just getting a bigger amplifier. You need that. You need the mixer for the mics. It's not. If you get a bigger amplifier, your speakers are no good. So, doing a little more research, I'll reach out to everybody and let you know what I find out. I think we should get something that we all understand and we know how to work, and. I don't think that's going to be... I really don't think it's that hard.
No.
It's simple. Just have to pick a unit, that's all.
Well, pick a unit that's not going to do what the last one did.
Right.
Like we discussed before, it was the wireless that was the problem. If you have something that's hardwired, there's no problem. Plug the microphone into the amp. The amp is plugged into the speakers. It's a done deal.
Anyway.
We used the wired ones last time, and it still didn't work with that amp that we had.
Right.
So, just give me a little more time, looking into it, got feelers out, and then I'll come back with feedback, and we can talk about it. Or
yeah, we'll have to decide by next meeting, because we need them for June.
Gotta have them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or else we have to yell.
Keep on speaker wires. Oh. You see the speaker wires?
I didn't see any speaker wires. Oh, I saw the where the speaker wires come into that room, and there was a spool there.
Yeah, I think that spool is extra.
Yeah.
But all the wires that are hanging around there on top of the filing cabinet, those are all speaker wires.
I saw that.
I will look again where the wired ones are. You don't have the wired ones, you're saying, right? You have two of them.
I have a red and a blue one.
The wireless ones.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we have two other ones. I'll find them.
Okay.
I'll find them.
Okay.
I know we have them. The only thing we're going to need also is a mic stand.
Yep. So either way, wired or unwired, we need a mic stand.
Yeah, I really don't want to go that wired. I want to go wired. I really don't want to go wireless, I don't think.
I agree.
That way we put a stand in the room and let people that have to get off their ass and come and talk to it.
Yeah.
Instead of one of us running around all the time.
Regardless if it's wired or wireless, we should do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it keeps it more under control, too.
Yes. So yep. So
okay. So we're going to need a stand also.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, that's good. Thanks, guys. Water testing, as I said last time, Lisa Long is still going to do it. And other? We don't have any other committee reports, do we? Okay, my favorite topic, property. This is the only reason that I would quit being president, because of this stupid property encroachment thing. I talked to Bon Giovanni again this week, and yeah, I'll get the other crew down there. And I said, you know, when some of the parties get here, it's probably going to be ugly.
Right.
I said, I really think that you should
do it now.
That you should get there within the next couple of weeks. And he understood what I was saying and said, oh, okay, yeah, I will. And I'm going to call him again. Just to push it along, but I just want this to be done.
Me too.
And I'm actually thinking about maybe seeing if Gary will get on his case, because I'm getting sick of it.
Gary
Peterson. Because he's been involved before, and he's willing to do it.
And I know nothing about it. I mean, I know a little bit, but I...
No, and that's okay. You can
I don't want to do it. Yeah,
and I had asked him originally when the two surveyors met if one of us could be there, and he kind of frowned upon that. But I know he's worked with Gary before, so once I get an answer out of him, I'm going to see if Gary will go and kind of oversee what goes on there. So that's that. And then newsletter, well, we have a newsletter person. Seems to be on top of things, so
great.
That's good.
Hey, Cindy,
yeah.
Where do we end up on the delivery? My recollection is we're not going to do it now.
Yeah, so I did talk to Jeff after the last meeting and told him we weren't going to do it, and there was a million questions, why, blah, 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 you know. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's understood that we're not, and I think, truly, he couldn't find anybody to do it.
Yeah.
And I talked to the woman who had the two kids, and she couldn't find other. So it's, for now, I told him it doesn't mean it's going to be forever, but for now, it's a done deal.
I thought that was how we left
it.
All right.
Yeah. Spring packet.
Yeah, I thought we were supposed to be getting to look at it or something, but he's not done with it yet, or
it's online already.
What? Yeah,
I read it the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I didn't get an email. I was asking Donna, because I think it's Don's email.
I didn't get an email.
No, I didn't get an email either. I just happened to be in there looking.
Is he just putting it online?
Without us proofing it? Or?
Yeah. Nope.
Wow.
I might have proved it.
It's... under newsletters.
Yeah, I just looked on the website. It's there. 2023 spring packet is now available.
It's there. I do remember saying it looks good to me.
Okay.
Didn't necessarily know that meant, but I'll take the hit for that.
Okay.
Cindy, did Mark actually get his email okay? Because he never responded.
Mark
Cohen, or the newsletter.
Gary.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Did he get what?
Did he actually get the email? Like, did he get into it and everything? Has he been corresponding?
No, he hasn't, but I can check with him. I thought he did.
Because I haven't heard back from him.
Okay.
Rachel's definitely all set.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure he did because I have to ask him what he wants the deadline to be for us to submit our stuff, because originally he was saying, you know, he needs like 24 hours, which I'm used to the old days where we have to have it in by
like
Tuesday,
Sunday,
you know,
yeah,
or whatever.
Sunday.
So I figured after this meeting I would just contact him and see what he wants us to do.
Well, and you could say to him also that, you know, if he does say 24 hours, then he's going to be getting every article 24 hours before, which might become daunting, in my opinion, but if he wants to handle it that way. But.
Well, I mean, if he says 24 hours, why don't you just say 3 days, you know, like I said, I said that people are just, you know, people
wait till last minute.
They're going to wait till last
myself
minute.
Myself included.
So what do you guys think would be a good, we'll just say, so what do you guys think would be a good day of the week to have the information to him? Wednesday? Okay.
Should we have Rachel send this out?
Yes, it should be emailed to everybody.
We just paid for Constant Contact. Mm-hmm. It was like $287 or something.
$287 is the typical charge from computer guy.
I know I got an email, but Constant Contact. Okay, let's unpack it. Rachel, is there other old business?
I have a question on the, I'm sorry, the email blast. Are they still, so they're going to Rachel?
Yeah, communications at...
And do you still want it to go to you too, Cindy?
Probably should.
Okay.
Well, it's only you guys, so I guess it doesn't have to go to me. It's not like the public is doing that. So, no, you don't have to send it to me. Just send it to communications. Because if you're on the board and you think it's important to go out, what am I going to say, no? Right?
Well, I know you wanted them to go through you before, so.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We don't need to do that. That's just one more step.
Want to go through me?
No, definitely not.
I'll reword it.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any new business?
No.
No, it's all old business, I guess. Okay. Then I think we are done.
Wow, 52 minutes.
I mean, you can stay and chat if you want, but.
All right, I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good night.
Bye, guys. Bye, Dave. Bye,
Bye, guys. Bye.